Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Metal Shop, and right now on the phone, I have a guy who is putting on a really epic thing. It is Metal Shop and Metal Northwest Metalworks presents Northwest Metal Fest 2019, back again with an awesome day of metal. 8 killer bands next week. It is Saturday, March 2nd at Capitol Hills Washington Hall, a historic venue, and it's going to be awesome, featuring TKO, Thor, Slaughterhouse, Saint, Prowler, Splintered Throne, Axe Crack, and Road Rash. Man, on the phone right now, James Beach. How's it going, dude?
Hey, good. Thanks, Kevin. It's going well. Right. How's it going?
Going good, man. What are you up to tonight? You live a little bit south of Seattle, right?
Yeah, I'm in Longview, Washington, actually. I'm originally a Portland, Oregon guy.
Okay.
Kind of my parents moved down there in the 60s, and so I was born and raised down there. And we had family up in Seattle, so we did a lot of traveling up there to see the grandparents on both sides. And so I grew up with a Portland scene. Saw a lot of shows down there, saw a few shows up in Seattle and, you know, Off-Ramp and Rock Candy and things like that a little later on, and got a chance to go to Easy Street Records a couple times.
Yeah.
And, you know, hit a lot of the stores up there. And so I kind of got a little taste of that, but a lot of that was also blowing up in the 80s. Metal scenes were blowing up all over the Northwest. And, you know, Queensryche I caught on to pretty early on.
Nice.
From radio play down here in Rail and Wild Dogs and TKO. A lot of bands were getting a pretty good amount of radio play in Portland as well. And so I've long been a fan of the scene, and had some other friends. A really good friend of mine, Brian Nairn, and I kind of got together. I've known him since like 1990, and he's a lifelong Tacoma guy and grew up in the scene up there. And he turned me on to a lot of the groups along the way. And so we, you know, kind of got together on actually to do a book first. And we didn't have any thoughts of a record label or bringing Metal Fest back or doing anything like it. It was just an idea to put a book together that was focused on the Northwest metal history and hard rock history of the scene. And that kind of blossomed into these other things too, which is really cool. It just, like I said, it just wasn't anything we really had planned from the start. So
yeah, let's talk about that a bit, because the book is going to be coming out very soon. For those unaware, what we're talking about is you've been hard at work on a Northwest metal history book called Rusted Metal, A History of Northwest Heavy Metal and Hard Rock. Now, I saw that you guys killed it on the Kickstarter campaign and went above and beyond. When can we expect the book to be out, and what can we expect from the book?
Well, it's in production. We'd hoped we'd have it ready in time for, well, not only for Metal Fest last year, but for Metal Fest this year. But it just seems to be destined to not quite hit the mark. And got a designer working with us on it.
Yeah.
And it's going to end up being almost 800 pages. So it's a fairly large tome. And it's kind of morphed a little more into a reference guide.
Okay.
Instead of an actual all out and out history book, although there is a lot of that in there. But it has over 500, it spans from 1970 to 1995, covers Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and British Columbia as well.
Kind
of sort of the circuit of concert circuit type of thing. And it has over 500 band bios. We interviewed over 100 people. There's concert listings for all those years of any Northwest metal bands and hard rock bands that played stuff. And, you know, as much as we could find kind of thing, discography, there's zines, concert venues, recording studios, kind of the whole gamut. And
totally.
Really got a nice overview, I think, of the scene and a lot of imagery. And that's kind of what's taking longer with the layout. It's just there's so much stuff. It's a pretty fairly large project. And yeah, so it's not going to quite be out in time. We're going to have some promotional stuff out there for the book.
Cool.
As you had mentioned, the campaign was, we actually have had the paperback and ebook up for pre-order for a while, but we kind of wanted to do this like a special signed hardcover slipcase edition and just kind of make it special. So we kind of made that the campaign exclusive. And we also have a new record out on our Northwest Metalworks label. And that Brian, another friend of ours, Jim Sutton, who also was a contributor in the book, was also a label partner. And then a mutual friend of ours, James Tolan, who grew up in the scene up there and has a lot of history in the scene as a manager of Overlord and kind of is friends with everybody up there as well as being an archivist. And he was instrumental in the book and in helping us put that together. And he's helped on some of the record label projects as well. And so we kind of all just sort of bonded together and this stuff all kind of spawned out of it. And so we've got the seventh record is coming as well. That will actually be in hand. We'll at least have the vinyl. I'm not sure about the CDs if they're going to quite arrive, but the records will be up there. And it's a tribute to Lake Hills. It's bands, 10 bands that played Lake Hills back in late 70s and early 80s until it closed. And a lot of the stuff has never been released before. There's some pretty cool stuff on there. So
that's awesome. And we're going to be playing a song from that a little bit later, but I do want to play a TKO song here in just a few. And that is an important band. I'm going to be headlining the show again. If you're just If you're just tuning in, it's Metal Shop, and we're talking with James Beach. He is running Northwest Metal Fest next Saturday. So for those unfamiliar, tell us a little bit about the history, a short abbreviated history of Northwest Metal Fest,
sure.
Because it is something that really had a huge heyday in the 80s, and then I believe it went away for a while, but last year you guys resurrected this beast of a festival for the Northwest Metal Fest 2018 over at El Corazon in the Funhouse, and this year we're bringing it over to Capitol Hill's Washington Hall. So if you will, give us a little history of Northwest Metal Fest.
Sure. And we actually got permission to use the name and the blessing from Brett Miller, who did the original Metal Fest at Lake Hills. And they're now pretty legendary music festivals. It was kind of during the time Brett was a protege of Craig Cook, who booked a lot of dances and did the Battle of the Bands there at Lake Hills and various concerts and just did tons of stuff. And Brett worked for him. He built the stages for Lake Hills and eventually kind of launched in when there was some kind of a year or two there before really things kind of kicked back in again with a lot of the Battle of the Band stuff. He put on these now legendary metal festivals. And TKO headlined both of the festivals and The Mob and Myth, which were Jeff Tate singing for Myth, and The Mob were the rest of the Queensryche guys who Jeff actually sang for both Babylon and that he was in slightly for Myth, and he sang for for The Mob, which eventually kind of morphed into Queensryche when they did the demo stuff. And so those bands played Culprit, Wild Dogs made their Northwest debut up there in the second Metal Fest, Overlord played, just a whole bunch of bands. And then eventually they kind of shifted it over to doing the stuff over at the Moore Theater, and that's where Jeff Gilbert put on his record release party for the Northwest Metal Fest concert and had Metal Church and Mace and Overlord and Sado and other bands that were on the record played that. And so we kind of took the idea from both the Metal Fest and the Headbangers Balls that they had did back in the day of having all Northwest bands, and that's the way they did it then, and that was our focus on this book, and that's our record label is all retro Northwest hard rock and metal stuff that's either a reissue or stuff that's never been released. So we were looking to do showcases of the band, some of the bands we were working with and promoting, and we've done a couple smaller concerts before that. And the Metal Fest was just kind of like, you know, this is really a nice way to showcase this. And we can have some of the older bands that are reuniting with some of the newer bands. And so that's what we've continued to do. And as you said, we had a successful one the first year last year, kind of shifted it. We really like the Washington Hall. It's kind of got more of the feel of the older Metal Fest and having it. Yeah, they've done a really nice job remodeling it there. They do some like hip hop and reggae festivals. They have wrestling there.
Oh, I've been to a lot of the wrestling shows there.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome what Matt and those guys put on there. And so it just had a really nice feel. We really like the people that run the place, and it just has a lot of nice things. We looked at some other places, and El Corazon kind of fell through for this year, and so we looked at some other venues, and Washington Hall just seemed like a really good fit for us for what we wanted to do. And so like I said, we brought it back with trying to keep the same spirit and reverence to what people had done before us that pioneered that. And it really nice to have the blessing of guys like Brad and James Tolan and other people that put on that stuff back in the day to love what we're doing now and to be involved with it, too, is just really cool. So
that's awesome, man. And it's going to be a killer show. And for those unfamiliar, like with some of these bands, maybe some of the OG Northwest heavy metal bands like TKO, what can people expect from Northwest Metal Fest?
Well, TKO is a special band for Seattle, and there's you know, countless musicians that have named those guys as an influence, and, you know, they were one of the early bands, much like Stryker, to come out after Heart to get a major label record deal as a hard rock band, and they're definitely kind of started out as more of a 70s band, had kind of the Who and Zeppelin sort of influence in there, and as they kind of evolved, they brought in, you know, some people left and they brought in some younger guys that had more of the influence of Eddie Van Halen and people like that, and kind of went more towards a metal direction. And you know, it's just, you know, Brad Sinsel's vocals are just unique. And that guy's probably one of the best vocalists out of Seattle. Great stage presence, just phenomenal. And, you know, they did a reunion show last year. We had wanted them to play our Metal Fest. Actually, the first time it didn't quite work out as they were doing a Chicago one. And you know, fortunately, we were able to have them on this year and as a headliner, and we're really excited about that. And this is actually the 40th anniversary of when they first started releasing music with their first album and actually an album we put out that was some stuff that never got released from an intended second album, Round 2, before they lost the major label. So we put that out on Northwest Metalworks earlier this year, and it's done really well, and people, earlier last year, and it's done really well, and we're excited they're going to be playing some music from that as well as from the other three albums that they had released, and that's going to be pretty special. So
that's awesome, man. And again, they are going to be headlining, but we also got Thor, Slaughterhouse, Saint, Prowler, Splintered Throne, Axe Crack, and Road Rash. What made you decide to go with these eight bands? And were you in charge of booking them all?
Brian and myself, and also our friend Mike Podrebo, who's a singer of a band called Glacier out of Portland that has kind of had some resurgence as well. You know, his band played our Metal Fest last year, and he's been able to get around to festivals with Glacier, and they've had a reissue of their record from the mid-80s, and so they've kind of enjoyed a little renaissance as well.
Nice.
And he's, so the three of us just kind of, you know, kick a lot of stuff around in Vogue, and we have, you know, friends like James Tolan, who we, you know, value his input a lot on it, and you know, we just kind of, some of this stuff is just fortunate that it's either come together with some of the bands have already reunited, you know, Thor in the last, God, probably decade and a half or something, after, you know, because initially he retired in the 80s to start making movies and kind of focus on that career. And then eventually, a number of years back, he got back into music and has been going around and doing a lot of stuff. And he had a documentary come out and, he's a great guy. He's a Van. Initially, I think he's a Toronto guy, if I remember right, but he's lived in Vancouver, BC, since like the mid-70s, and it's pretty much where his career kind of launched out of. And so we definitely, you know, he's in my book with an interview. We felt he's a really good fit, and we wanted to kind of bring a couple bands from other places, and that was just a really good choice, and he's a lot of fun, and his show is a lot of fun, and Slaughterhouse 5 and Prowler, it just kind of came together with those guys. We've got a Prowler track that's never been released on Interpolation, and I started floating it out there to see if those guys had ever thought about doing a reunion show, and they wanted to do one. And so this is the first time they'll have ever done one. And they were actually the champions of the Battle of the Bands number 2 way back in 1982 at Lake Hills. And they recorded a bunch of stuff, and they played, like, some big shows at the Paramount and stuff, and just sadly kind of broke up before really a lot of that metal scene really took off even more. And And so that's pretty exciting to have some music from them and have them come and play. And Slaughterhouse Five kind of had a bit of a popular following in the 80s, playing Gorilla Gardens and a lot of the places during that kind of mid-80s to late-80s period. And they're a really neat band that kind of almost had sort of a goth, glam type of feel to it. But very metal, the music, and you know, some of the players went on to play in other things. Tom McMullen was in War Babies with Brad Sinsel that did a record on Columbia, and Jason Rivas has played a number of bands, but he plays in currently in Palooka that you guys have had on the show.
I know before.
And so they've got a lot of history. Russ, the singer, was in Sleep Capsule as well, so. We're really excited that they're going to play and do a reunion for the first time. The Saint Guys are a Christian metal band from Salem that did a number of records back in the 80s and reformed a few years back and have been doing new material. And, so we're really excited to kind of have them up. They're kind of in the realm of Priest and Saxon and that sort of thing, and very straightforward kind of classic metal sound. And Splinter Throat and Axe Thrak are both bands from Portland who feature a lot of members that go back in the scene. They're on back to the 80s and early 90s that were in different metal bands and stuff, and they're kind of, you know, one of those bands again like Palooka where all the seasoned pros kind of all come together, and you know, Splinter
awesome.
Throne's great. They're kind of like a Priest meets Metallica thing. The Axe Thrak guys are a lot of fun and are great. Tim Proctor from Glacier plays in Axe Thrak as one of the guys that came up and joined his original singer, Mike, last year's show at El Corazon. That was a lot of fun. And then the Road Rash guys, they played our after party. They're a Vancouver, BC band, some younger guys. And, you know, they're kind of a Motorhead sort of feel to theirs, kind of that vibe. And you know, we liked them a lot and wanted to bring them back and kind of put them on the main stage. And so we kind of like to kind of mix it up to have, you know, of course, our focus is kind of the retro stuff and the history. But it's nice to have some of the bands that I think have a lot of the same vibe and or feature members that go back in the scene in that history. And we've got some other fun stuff planned, too. We'll have the hall for the whole day, so we're doing a little metal swap again.
From 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., you guys are going to be doing a metal swap, which is awesome.
So we did it last year on the following Sunday after the two nights of music at the Highline Bar. And that was pretty fun, and a lot of people came, and everybody had a good time and ate food and bought records and whatever. And so we've got, you know, a bunch of people selling records and tapes and CDs and clothing and jewelry and we even got a lady that's a friend that's coming up from Portland that does embroidery stuff, and she makes a lot of clothes for the local rock guys and stuff. And I mean, she's even done stuff for like Ron Keel and a bunch of people like that. And Tracy's coming up to do to be there with the sewing machine, selling clothing, but also doing embroidery. In fact, I've got a patch and a back patch thing I'm going to put on my old jean jacket and have her do.
Nice.
That should be fun, and kind of combine it in the same place and kick it off a little earlier. And then, you know, throughout the whole day, we're going to have a special Northwest Metal and Hard Rock Archives. Brian and myself and some friends are all putting some stuff out that's going to be a lot of old flyers and photos and tickets and memorabilia. And, you know, we've got some pretty crazy stuff that we're going to have out there for everybody to kind of look through and see and reminisce about the old days kind of things.
That sounds awesome, man. It's going to be a packed day. And again, it's what time does the show get going if people can't make it to the swap meet?
So 4 o'clock is when the bands go on, and it goes till midnight. So
nice.
If you can't make it for the earlier stuff, or you're not interested, then come on down. And one thing I should mention is if you just want to come to the swap meet, you don't need a ticket. We're just kind of doing it like a record show where it's like $5 to get in.
Cool.
But if you have a ticket already to the show, then you've got admission to the whole day. And then if somebody comes to the swap meet and is like, oh, I didn't know about the music, they can upgrade their ticket for just $25 more. So they get a little discount off it kind of thing. So
That's awesome. We're actually going to be giving away a pair of tickets in just a few moments. We're going to play a couple songs here from bands that are going to be playing Northwest Metal Fest 2019. Again, I'm going to tell you the details on that, but I am going to mention we were going to be giving away a pair of tickets, which also includes access to the thing going on at 10 a.m., the swap meet. Sorry, I was at a loss for words. A swap meet at 10 a.m. You can go to that. You can hang out all day. Eight bands starting at 4 p.m., Northwest Metal Fest. So in just a few moments after the two songs, we'll have the details on how you can win that by calling up 206-421-ROCK. But we're going to play a TKO song, and this is actually a one from one of their, 1984 record called In Your Face. We're going to play the first song, I Want to Fight. And then what I wanted to do is actually, you mentioned that there was a band that's going to be playing called Prowler, and this is going to be on the Lake Hills compilation that's coming out on your label, Northwest Metalworks.
That's correct.
Yeah, yeah. What's the song we're going to be playing by Prowler? Because they're also playing at this show.
Yeah, it's a song called Lady of the Night, and it was a popular one for them back in the day, from my understanding. And so, yeah, that would be great. We'd love to have that, so.
Right on, man. So again, we're going to be giving away tickets in just a few. So next Saturday, March 2nd, Northwest Metal Fest 2019 on Capitol Hill in Seattle at Washington Hall. We got TKO, Thor, Slaughterhouse, Saint, Prowler, Splintered Throne, Axe Crack, and Road Rash. It's going to be going on from 10 a.m. all day long. You can show up at 4 to watch some rockin' bands. This is a killer fest that is coming back, and it really pays homage to the rich history of metal in the Northwest. I mean, we always hear about people talking about the grunge and the punk scene, but it's awesome that you guys are shining a light on a rich history of Northwest metal that doesn't always get talked about.
Yeah, for sure. That's exactly why we wanted to start this book and do the label, and now to do the music festival as well, is just to shine a light on, we had so many cool bands. And as you mentioned, there's been books on the punk scenes in the Northwest and the grunge scenes, quite a bit of light was shown on it there. And, and I think there's time to kind of, metal, people are pretty excited about a lot of it again. There's a lot of newer bands. There's a lot of excitement for it again. There's a lot of reminiscing about the older days, and it just seems like a good time to have something out like this. So
that's awesome, man. And you'll have some information on Rusted Metal there, I'm sure, at Northwest Metal Fest again next Saturday. So we will keep you updated. We'll be giving away some tickets in just a moment. Here's TKO, I Want to Fight. After that, we got some Prowler. So, dude, thank you very much for talking with us, James.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Kevin. Looking forward to seeing you next Saturday.
All right, man. I can't stay the whole night as we have Metal Shop, but I will show up at the swap meet, and then I'll hang out for at least a few of the bands. But you got to stay all night, okay? For anyone listening, stay all night, watch all these killer bands, and then you can call us on Metal Shop and give us a live report.
Ooh! Such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.